articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Wondering, are these promises for me? Part 2 of 2. God's promises were given to those who willingly committed their lives to obey him. For believers today, God's promises are still applied to those who place their faith in Christ. In fact, look again at what Peter says, but go a little deeper. 2 Peter 1:4-6. Through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness. Again, we see that God gives his promises so that we may participate, enter into a divine likeness of God himself, enter into his power by the Holy Spirit to escape, be unhindered by the corruption of the world that keeps us from the heights of his glory. So we make every effort, intentionally, purposely, with accountability, to add to your faith goodness, to goodness knowledge, and knowledge self-control, and self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness. Do you see that through these promises we can possess them with faith? Faith and trust in his word as we walk them out. He instructs us how to add to them goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, and look at this, godliness. How? By placing your faith in his promises. Keep them before you. Do not let my words depart from your mouth, Joshua 1:8. Speak them, pray for them, and believe in them, because we can believe in him. Here are 10 promises of God. 1, God promises to strengthen you. Ephesians 3:14, for this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being. 2, God promises to give you rest. Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. 3, God promises to take care of all your needs, and this same God who takes care of me will supply all of your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. 4, God promises to answer your prayers. Ask and it will be given, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened. 5, God promises to work everything out for your good. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. 6, God promises to be with you. I will not fail you or abandon you. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. 7, God promises to protect you. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge and my place of safety. He is my God and I trust him. Psalm 91. 8, God promises freedom from sin. But if we confess our sins to him, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. So if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. 9, God promises that nothing can separate you from him. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And lastly, 10, God promises you eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. This is surely not an endless list of the promises of God. In fact, there are over 3,000 promises in Scripture. I encourage you to take hold of the ones listed, but as well continue to search the Word of God, meditating, memorizing, and praying into existence all of the promises that are tucked away and available to you as a believer. As you do, you will watch God respond to your faith by fulfilling his promises in your life. For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. And through Christ, our amen. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.